Welcome back to the Drew Mariani Show. My name is Maggie. I am one of Drew's producers. Drew's out again today, and John Harper has been guest hosting today for Drew. But we wanted to lead you in a chaplet today. I know we've been trying this out when Drew's out of the office, and we've been getting a good response from people. They like the live chaplet a lot better than the pre-recorded one that we put up. So I'm happy to hear that. The number is 888-914-9149. Let me say that again, 888-914-9149. That's our studio line if you have a prayer intention. We're also on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show, and we've been pulling intentions from there. I will read a couple things here quickly, and then we'll get to your phone calls like normal. We got an email earlier from Sherry. She said, I listen to you all the time on the chaplet. I'm asking for prayers for my 5-month-old grandson. He found out yesterday that his soft spot may have closed too soon and may need to have some sort of brain surgery or skull surgery in the future. I'm praying for a miracle that everything is fine and that he is as perfect as I believe he is. His name is Peyton Charles. And she sent a picture. It's just the cutest little baby. So I want to lift up little Peyton. We also received an email from Bernadette. She says, a number of years ago, I called in for the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I requested to pray for my sister-in-law and brother-in-law who got divorced. I was pretty upset about it and embarrassingly started to cry when I was on air with Drew. Well, good news, after 2 years of being divorced, they have reconciled and have now legally remarried, sold the second house, and brought their family of 4, 2 kids, back together. And believe it or not, now they send their kids to Catholic grade school. Miracles do happen. I just love that one from Bernadette. And Sandra wrote to us. She said, wishing all at Relevant Radio a very Merry Christmas and a blessed 2023. She says, it's a mystery how I found Relevant Radio, but now I can't stop listening. I look forward to the Mass, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and the Rosary most every day. Please convey greetings and blessings to everyone. Thank you so much. I am praying today with John Harper. John, do you have any prayer intentions for today's
chaplet? Well, these are answered intentions because it was praying the Divine Mercy chaplet that I know cured my mom as she had a stroke on Christmas Eve of 2015.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, that was very jarring, as you can imagine, spending Christmas Eve in the hospital in an intensive care unit with surgeons just, you know, showing me pictures of what was going on in there. And it was very jarring. And just knowing the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the power of prayer, I just really focused on that. Well, fast forward, it's now May of the following year, and I were driving back from the neurologist, and the first call I make just before 3 o'clock, it's during the break when Glenn was doing the news, and I said, Drew, another miracle with the Divine Mercy Chaplet, because we had just come from the neurologist who said, I am releasing you from care.
Oh my God.
She's fine.
Oh my
gosh. I said,
gosh.
What do you mean she's fine? He said, look at the pictures. And he showed me the before and the after x-ray, completely cured.
And
she was speaking again. There was no real damage there. And it was just, you know, one of those miracles from the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And several weeks ago, you'll remember that my first boss in television, a man who's expertise we use a lot here when I'm filling in, Al Primo, and had the opportunity to pray the Divine Mercy, hold his hand. He was, you know, certainly not awake, but hold his hand the day before he went home to the Lord and to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with him. And his daughters put the iPhone on the pillow next to him. And he heard us talking about that. And the following day, when we were praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet, it was in that time, just after we started praying in the first decade, that the Lord called him home. So, you know, you talk about, you know, a perfect spiritual timing There it was. So it's, the power of answered prayer. And also, the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, even in sad times, you can, see, as we've talked so much today about the light of Christ coming out during the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And of course, we see that, those rays of light, when we see the cards that say, Jesus, I trust in you. That's what we're talking about today. And I'm so happy that we've got so many answered prayers. And I know we have many on the phones and with those intentions as well.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, with that, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
All right, we're going to take our first call today from Judy in Downers Grove, Illinois. Judy, thanks for calling in.
Well, thanks, Maggie. It's been a hard time. My first thing, I have a praise request.
Sure.
I've had skin cancer the last year since the September of 2021, and I had four skin cancers. Three squamous cell and one basal cell. I am now skin cancer free.
Oh, thank God. That's wonderful news.
And my other one is a prayer intention. I'm so angry at everybody. Oh. I got to go to confession. I'm afraid I'm going to be swearing in the confessional tomorrow.
That's okay. You know, Judy.
I'm so angry at everybody. My son, I think he lied to me about getting his COVID shot, his booster.
Sure,
and my one girlfriend's 84, and she never got her booster. She deserved to get COVID. I said, I don't care if you get it or not. I'm so mad.
Sure, Judy. I understand. Well, you can never control someone else, but you can always wish the best for them, right?
I know, and Mike's getting more and more like my mother. My mother swore like a sailor when I was growing up. She hated me. She put me in a closet and beat me as a baby.
Oh my.
Judy, I'm so sorry to hear that. Judy, we have this great gift given to us, especially coming this season, Christmas. Our Savior became just like us. He became human. He knows what it feels to be human, to be frustrated, to be lonely, to be lost. These are human feelings, but he was God, and he saved us from this sin, and you're absolutely right. Go to confession. Talk to the priest about it. You're going to be just fine. Our Lord came so that he could take those feelings, those sins from us. You're going to be just fine. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, next we have Kay calling from Vancouver, Washington. Kay, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and all of the prayer warriors. My requests are for my sister, who has newly diagnosed breast cancer, for myself, who has a metastasis and a recurrence of breast cancer, for a family friend whose parents are in the Ukraine and she doesn't know if they're alive or not. She hasn't heard from them. And for another friend who had a very severe accidental fall and is not recovering well. And in thanksgiving for a miracle answered.
Oh, a miracle answered. That's good news. Do you want to share?
It was a companion animal, a service animal I have that was in the hospital for 5 days, and they didn't expect him to live. And on Thanksgiving Day, he had a complete turnaround.
Aww.
And we had been saying that chaplet that the Lord would spare his life so he could come home, and he did, and
Aww.
He's doing well.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. You know, Lord, we want to lift up this prayer of thanksgiving. You're so merciful. You're so kind to us. Even in these small ways, a pet who means a lot to us that we want to come home, that can be such comfort to us in our time of need. We want to lift up all of Kay's intentions, so many needs of healing and of protection and provision. Lord, eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, this third decade coming up. Kathy from Texas is coming up next. I just want to say, if you're tuning in just now and you're thinking, what the heck is going on? I'm Maggie Greschel. I'm one of Drew's producers hosting the chaplet today while he's out of the office. And John Harper is guest hosting today for Drew, and he's responding in prayer today with us too. We're taking a couple of your calls for the chaplet. We know that the pre-recorded version that we play when Drew is out is just not the same as taking live calls. So we have Kathy coming up from Keller, Texas. Kathy, what's going on?
Thank you, Maggie. My husband and I are praying with you today, and we want to let you know that we keep all of the intentions of Relevant Radio in our prayers, and we offer that at Mass and things like that. But I am calling in today. We have a very different situation that happened. Yesterday, our 21-year-old daughter was served papers, and she is being sued for $1 million for a very minor car accident that happened 2 years ago, and she was served one day before the statute of limitations was going to run out. But we have already decided that we are going to pray for this lady who is filing the suit and for her lawyer,
sure,
because we know that because of the divine mercy that Jesus is going to do something amazing here, either for Jillian's conversion or for the conversion of these people, or something. But I can't wait to call you back to tell you what happened, because we should pray expectantly for that miracle, and that's what we're going to do. And if I may add, just very quickly, I'm on the RCIA team at church, and we have a gentleman who was preparing for the sacraments to be welcomed into the church at the Easter Vigil coming up. But our friend Sam is now looking at a very major surgery on the 21st. Mm. And so we asked our priest if they would ramp him up on the sacraments to get him ready for that. And they did that. Well, I had shared with Sam about Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. And on Wednesday night, he had picked her name because when he went to research her, he realized that Sister Saint Faustina's feast day is October 5th, and that was the date of his baptism.
Oh, wow.
And so we were so excited because I told Sam, I said, you didn't pick her. She picked you. So those are my requests, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kathy. What a great call. I'm so grateful to hear the trust that you have. You call in and you are sure that praying through St. Faustina, through this chaplet to our Lord, is going to produce results. So I want to lay that before our Lord's feet. I want to say, Lord, we come expectantly. We come hoping and trusting that you're going to provide a resolution to this issue, this legal situation that Kathy's daughter is facing. We pray that you penetrate the heart of this woman that is trying to make this this legal situation occur. We pray that you would bring her forgiveness and mercy and freedom in you, Lord. And we also want to lift up Sam, who is being welcomed into the family. You know, I was reading the Catechism earlier, and in one of my Advent preparation books, and it said, Christ chose to be born and grow up in the bosom of the Holy Family of Joseph and Mary. The church is nothing other than the family of God. So, Kathy, I hope that your friend Sam feels that warmth of being welcomed into the family. So with that, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, Angela is calling from Vista, California. Angela, welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Thank you. I have a prayer request.
Sure.
And I'm asking you please to pray for my son, Emanuele, to be totally healed from depression.
Mm. Has he suffered with it for a long time?
10 years.
10 years. You got it. You got it, Angela. There are a lot of people that are out there listening and they go, I suffer from depression, or my loved one or my family member suffers from depression as well. Lord, we place all of these souls at your feet, and we ask that you lift that cloud of depression, that you help them to see that there is a bright, shining sun just on the other side of those clouds. If you could just dissipate those clouds, that would be great. Thank you so much. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Okay, for this last decade, Mary is calling from California. Mary, how can we pray for you today?
My daughter with mental illness, that she needs to be cured. I can't rely on her to be on meds and nobody to take care of her when I'm gone. I'm asking for a cure or for her to get back on meds. There's so many people on the streets that they're not thinking right, and I need a cure.
Absolutely. What's your daughter's name?
Anonymous.
Got it. Wonderful. Well, Mary, we will lift up your daughter and your whole family and anyone else who might be experiencing that same difficulty. Lord, we ask that you heal the minds and hearts and bodies of those listening, especially when it comes to mental health issues. And we know that medicine is given to us to help when we have these issues. So please, as Mary requests, help her daughter seek assistance and receive that medicine. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and in the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Catholic Order of Foresters, the sponsor of our studio line, is hiring today with several positions throughout the U.S. Visit relevantradio.com/forester to learn more about how you can find your vocation with COF, an Illinois Life Insurance Society, not licensed in all states.
This is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire,
John Harper in for Drew this afternoon. And just a very quick thank you, because so many of you have sent us beautiful Christmas cards, and we certainly appreciate it. We are a family who gets together on each side of the smart speaker on the radio, on the Relevant Radio app every single day. So we certainly appreciate the generosity of those cards. And you've sent me many cards. Thanks so much to the Chaplot family in Park Ridge, Illinois, who sent this beautiful card. And also to Maria. This is the Franzetti family in New York. And a very talented artist in that family. And I know you can't see it, but I'm holding it up to the microphone. Every year they do this calendar. And this particular year, it is a calendar. These are all illustrations that the family does. These are animals of Africa and Alaska. And it's a 2023 calendar. It's a very big calendar. I got to find out, maybe there's a way to purchase this, because it's a professionally done calendar, but it's done by the family. So thank you very much for your generosity. And as we talk about Christmas, if you go to the Illinois State House in Springfield, of course, you'll see a nativity scene. You'll see a Jewish menorah. And as you probably see in your own hometown, right? But if you go to the Illinois State Capitol this year, you're going to see something else. You will see the Serpent of Genesis from the Satanic Temple. Here's how talk show host and reporter Greg Bishop covered the story on WMAY Radio in Springfield, Illinois.
Here again is Minister Adam talking about the Satanic Temple of Illinois' display. And for radio listeners, he lays out what this display looks like.
Yeah, this year we decided to focus on the outrage around banned books. And so we selected a banned book, Copernicus's Revolutions of the Heavenly Spheres, published in 1543 and banned by the Catholic Church for over 200 years. This sits on a plinth with a basket of hand-knit apples, as well as a 12-foot crocheted snake. Members of the congregation all put this together, and that's what we're featuring this year as an affirmation of our satanic values.
So what are those values of the Satanic Church?
Empathy, reason, a struggle for justice against injustices, a rejection of arbitrary and, authority and tyranny, and also existing in harmony within other religious areas. In other words, an equal and opposite pluralistic religious area.
And what does Minister Adam have to say to those who might be offended?
Being offended is something that is more than welcome for them to be able to do. That's their right. But we have every right to be here, and we're not going to sanitize that message because someone else is offended by it.
That's the coverage from WMAY Radio in Springfield, Illinois, of this Satanic Temple exhibit that is standing next to both the Jewish menorah for Hanukkah and also the nativity scene in the Illinois State Capitol. Some lawmakers have denounced the Satanic Temple. They've asked in the past that the display be removed. However, there is a sign from the state of Illinois that's right there in the rotunda of the State House that says, and we're quoting now, because the first floor of the Capitol Rotunda is a public place, state officials cannot legally censor the content of speech or displays. Let's talk about this in depth right now. Bishop Thomas John Papraki is the ninth bishop of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, and joins us now on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Your Excellency, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's good to be with you and your listeners.
Beyond the outrage that we have, it is a First Amendment issue, and I know that's something that's being debated vigorously in Catholic circles and in secular circles as well. So how, as Catholics, should we approach what is there in the rotunda of the state capitol? Do we just ignore it, or do we address it, and if so, how?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is what our Lord Jesus himself said about Satan in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 44. He refers to Satan, saying he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he speaks in character because he is a liar and the father of lies. So we have to keep that in mind. I mean, when people are speaking on behalf of the Satanic Temple and promoting ideas that they are trying to wrap these in very acceptable kinds of terms, you know, that that people should not take offense to. I think we have to just remember that the devil is the father of lies, and not to believe everything that they say.
Bishop Papraki, as you talk about those acceptable terms, you raise a good point, because we have, as a culture, sanitized Satan to the point where it's almost become mainstream, where we raise eyebrows about what's happening in the rotunda of the Illinois State Capitol, but we really don't do a lot about it.
Well, on their own website, the Satanic Temple says they're about this display is about being unconquered by superstition and consistent in the pursuit and sharing of knowledge. Well, the pursuit and sharing of knowledge, I mean, yes, that's something that's worthwhile, but that's not what the Satanic worship is all about. Well, you were talking about Satan. You know, they try to portray that they're invoking Satan as simply like a mascot. You know, it's just kind of a cute figure. But when they're yelling "Hail Satan," that's more than just looking to someone as a mascot. That's turning to evil. You know, and I think in terms of what the legal question is, you know, you quoted the disclaimer that the state of Illinois has at the display there in the rotunda. I mean, that's a very debated question. I mean, it's not so clear black and white. The First Amendment does talk about freedom of religion and freedom of speech, but not all speech is protected. Child obscenity, child pornography, for example, is a federal crime. People who talk about committing a crime together, that's called a conspiracy. That's illegal. Hate speech, we have lots of debate about what kind of speech should be regulated in terms of hate speech. This is definitely hate speech. And in terms of religion, freedom of religion, the word religion comes from a Latin word, religo, which means to bind together. Religion binds us to God, and Satan divides us. Satan takes us away from God. Satan divides people against each other. And so when you have a display that's celebrating the triumph of the devil in the Garden of Eden, that's holding up something that's evil, and that's something that even our government should not be celebrating that. So I know it's a very debated issue. It's not something that is clear in black and white, but I don't think we should give in so easily to simply say, well, you know, there's nothing we can say about it because it's freedom of speech and freedom of religion. I'd say, you know, not so fast. You go back to Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes in a Supreme Court case many years ago, kind of set the standard for the whole idea. So when he said that shouting fire in a crowded theater, falsely shouting fire in a crowded theater, that's kind of speech that should not be protected. And so, you know, the Supreme Court has wrestled with that issue over the years. They talk about speech that presents a clear and present danger or inciting imminent lawless action like a riot. So not all speech is protected. And so I think that our government and the state of Illinois should think, again, very carefully about it. Having a display is not promoting religion. It's not promoting anything good for our society. If it's promoting the devil, it's promoting evil, that's not good for our society. I think that's akin to presenting a clear and present danger to our society.
And to pick up on your point, Bishop Papraki, the unintended consequences of the excuses sometimes we make, one of those is that while it's a temporary display, it's not paid for by tax dollars, it has met the public safety requirements as established by the Secretary of State of Illinois, so it's there. Just ignore it. Oh, yeah, we have to separate church and state. We shouldn't have these conversations. By doing that, we're certainly playing into Satan's hands every time that we sanitize something like this. Instead of standing up and saying, no, wait a minute, and raise the points that you're raising, that this is not a freedom of speech issue.
Well, yes, and I think even the history of our own country in terms of freedom of religion, a free exercise of religion, when the First Amendment says that the government shall not establish a religion, so the Establishment Clause, there should be no establishment of a religion. They're talking about recognizing a particular church, a particular denomination as the state religion, such as the Anglican churches in England. And you have to remember, most of the first settlers, you know, came from England and were under the Church of England, and so they didn't want an established church. However, the interpretation many people have today, I think, of the First Amendment not establishing a religion, in the effort to argue that this should be neutral, it's also opening the door to allow things that are evil. And our government was set up by people who were, they didn't want an established church, but they definitely were believers in God, and they definitely believed in the values of Christianity and our Judeo-Christian heritage. And opening up a display to messages that are basically hate speech and are designed to draw people to evil, as the serpent did in the Garden of Eden. I think those are things that definitely should not be allowed.
Our conversation this afternoon with Bishop Thomas Papraki of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois. If you go into the rotunda of the State House in Springfield, you'll see a nativity scene, you'll see the Jewish menorah, but you'll also see the serpent of Genesis from the Satanic Temple. That is up there as well. Maria is joining our conversation here at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, as we look at what is being argued as an issue of free speech with the Satanic Temple exhibit in the rotunda next to the nativity scene. Marie, good afternoon. Welcome to the Drew Mariani Show.
Thank you. I was thinking that they should make some additions to the traditional nativity scene and put Our Lady of Grace as she crushes the head of Satan, and also a cross that through Jesus's sacrifice, we can all overcome Satan. And also that we should be somehow praying for these people, leaving a memento that I prayed for you or something like that, because their pride is growing and people are attracted to that.
Marie, thanks for adding to the conversation. What's interesting, Bishop Papraki, and I'm sure you've seen this in news coverage in Springfield, in the interviews with these people who are connected to the Satanic Temple, they look like your neighbors next door. There is nothing extraordinary that would indicate that they worship Satan.
Well, yes, again, Satan is the father of lies. And
yeah.
So the followers of Satan are going to try to depict themselves as just like your average neighbor, and then they're no different than we are. But that's, again, that's a deception. You know, I think in the end, what we really have to consider here is, I think those were wonderful suggestions that Marie just made there. I think so, you know, for us to depict that the fact that Christ conquered Satan and to include that in our message as well. But I think in the end, I mean, we for as important as it is to discuss the legal issues here, and we can get into, you know, constitutional arguments and legal cases about the extent of freedom of speech and what kind of speech can be regulated. You know, in the end, I think that even if that display is allowed to stay up there legally, what we have to keep in mind is that God gives us a free choice. I mean, that's basically the message of the Garden of Eden. God gave Adam and Eve a free choice, and they chose to give in to the temptations of the devil. So in that sense, you know, when these displays, so you have the nativity set and a satanic display right next to it, people looking at that should realize, okay, you have a choice. You have a clear choice here. You can choose between God and you can choose between Satan. We Christians look forward to eternal happiness with God in heaven. And those who worship Satan are doomed to suffer the pains of hell with the evil one and his minions forever. And so people are free to choose. And so I think the important thing here is to pray for the conversion of sinners and for their eternal salvation.
We're talking about a display from the Satanic Temple that is in the rotunda of the Illinois State House in Springfield. It is right next to the nativity scene and right next to the Jewish menorah. Our conversation with Bishop Thomas Papraki of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, and you at 888-914-9149 as we continue here on the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
As far as the Satanic Church joining in, putting something up, could care less. That's their First Amendment right. But I would just as soon not see any religious stuff in the state capitol just for separation of church and state.
Hey, the main thing is Christ is still in Christmas. That's what it is all about. The word is in the name. I do particularly like the Satanic Church in there, but they do have a right, I guess. I just think it's funny, in the account of Genesis, the symbol they use is still the one of God cursing the snake, putting him on his belly. So that's funny that they still remember their curse.
Those are callers to WMAY Radio in Springfield, Illinois, as we talk about the serpent of Genesis from the Satanic Temple. It stands next to the Nativity scene. It stands next to the Jewish menorah in the rotunda of the state capitol in Springfield, Illinois. Is it an issue of First Amendment rights, or is it something that really should be taken down? It doesn't violate Illinois state law as it is written right now in our conversation with Bishop Thomas Papraki, the ninth bishop of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, and you at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Pete is joining our conversation in Chicago. Hello, Pete. You're on with Bishop Papraki.
Hey, Bishop, how you doing? Good day. You know, I want to rephrase what I was saying a second ago, because I'm going to say, remember God's last words on the cross. He goes, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And I swear, the people, I mean, when we elect these politicians, it's just unbelievable. I think sometimes, as P.T. Barnum says it, there's a sucker born every minute. I think sometimes in general, the public is a little bit stupid. I don't want to be mean about it, but I sort of feel that way. And it's frustrating, but the truth.
And also to follow up on Pete, let me amplify on your point, Bishop Papraki, as Catholics, don't we also need to be, and I look in the mirror when I say this, more demonstrative about our faith? And yeah, we're talking about it now on a very public platform here on the Relevant Radio Network, but for those of the faithful in Springfield, Illinois, or wherever our faith is challenged, don't we really need to be more fools for Christ and just stand up and just say, "This is who I am"?
Well, yes, we need to be strong advocates of our faith. Our faith is a public faith. It's not a private faith. And that's one of the reasons why we have displays like this. It's not just something that you keep privately in your thoughts or even in your church building. We end the Mass. The word Mass comes from dismissal. You're dismissed. You're sent out into the world to preach the gospel. So, you know, it's not surprising that when you have a display like this in the rotunda where we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, it's not surprising in a sense that a satanic group would come in here. I mean, because that's what Satan tries to do. He tries to divert and to take away from the message of our Lord and our Savior. And so, you know, the devil is the great seducer. So here you've got a lot of people who I think basically are seduced by the father of lies, as Jesus called the devil. So I think the way to counter that is to be forthright in our proclaiming the gospel. As you suggest, we shouldn't be passive about that. And again, I think for those who see these two different messages in terms of the Christian message of hope and eternal life and the satanic message of pain and suffering in eternity and hell, I think it's a clear choice, and I pray that people will choose according to what our Lord has given us, the good news of His gospel.
Pete, thanks for adding so much to the conversation here at 888-914-9149. Tim is joining us in Lamont, Illinois. Tim, good afternoon. You're on with Bishop Papraki.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I think it's a wonderful opportunity that Bishop Papraki had just mentioned about the quote from John saying, you know, how the Satan is the prince of lies. And also what Bishop had mentioned, too, about the choice between, you know, heaven and hell and, you know, damnation or whatever. I think it would be, I don't know how one would go about adding something addition there, or wouldn't it be nice to print a nice, you know, whether it's a sign or something on an easel that actually states that and put it between the two displays and actually say, yeah, you know, you do have a choice. God gave you the gift of free will, and you can choose to, you know, live faithful life, or you can live, you know, and accept His lies and you know, burn in hell, quite frankly. I don't know how one would go about doing something like that, but boy, I would really be interested in possibly making a nice donation to have something like that made and installed.
Well, you know, Tim, in doing some research and talking to Greg Bishop, who's on WMAY Radio in Springfield, Illinois, who started covering this story, Illinois state law in the rotunda of the State House allows you to go in with a sign, as you suggest, because that happens very often during the legislative session. Someone is protesting something, and that's what that rotunda is intended to do. You are supposed to do it in a limited amount of time, but nonetheless, you could do that. And, you know, perhaps you'll do that, Tim. Call us back if you do, or you've inspired someone else to do that as well. Bishop Papraki, what kind of coverage has the media in Springfield, Illinois, given you and your reaction to what's going on in the rotunda of the state capitol with this display from the Satanic Temple?
And I think fortunately, not a whole lot of coverage. There was one television station in Springfield that I'm aware of that asked for a comment from me, but I don't know how much coverage it's getting. And I think in a way that's good. I don't know that we necessarily want to be calling a lot of attention to this.
Sure.
But I think the last caller's suggestion about maybe making that message even more explicit, perhaps the organizers of the nativity set next year can keep that in mind about, you know, making it clear to people that they have the freedom to choose and to choose whether to follow our Lord or whether to follow the evils of the devil.
Tim, you planted the seeds of the Holy Spirit with a lot of our Relevant Radio listeners. Thanks so much. Lillian's in Sacramento listening to Relevant Radio 1620 as we talk about this display from the Satanic Temple in the rotunda of the Illinois State House in Springfield, Illinois. Hello, Lillian. You're on with Bishop Papraki. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for the bishop for helping us in this issue. What I was going to say is that it seems like we Catholic Christians and Christians don't seem to stand up for the Lord and say we're offended when something like that happens. And it has nothing to do with free speech, really. We're putting a satanic display right next to the crib of Jesus. So it's kind of a mockery to the Lord. And actually, it's also a mockery to the Torah, in a way, the menorah, excuse me.
Yeah, and you raised some very good points, Lily, and thank you so much for adding to the conversation. And Susie, let's go to you in Salt Lake City in the time we have remaining with Bishop Papraki. Welcome.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call in, but I was driving. Anyways, I clean houses for a living, and I was at this house that I've been doing for years, and there was some house sitters there. You know, they were like one, you know, was there, and I got there, and then she left, and the other one was up in the bedroom, and she you know, but it doesn't matter. But anyways, later on in the time I was cleaning there, because I was there all day long, I started talking to this girl, and she was in her 20s. She went to the University of Utah, and basically I don't know how it came out, but she just told me she was into that. And I said, what? And I said, well, because I walked in the house, and the first thing I said to her friend that was cleaning the counters off for me to start cleaning, I never met these people in my life. I said, I'm a Christian. I don't say that to everybody. I'm a Christian. And then she went off. Then the girl later down in the afternoon came downstairs. She was very nice, young, probably 20. She said her mother was a Christian. And I said, she compared Jesus and Satan, that he's as good as Jesus. And I said, what do you sacrifice, babies? I did say that.
Yeah.
She goes, no, we do rabbits.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, again, you engaged there, and that's, you know, perhaps the first seeds that need to be planted there. And it's also a call to all of us to evangelize, as we've been talking about specifically with the Satanic Temple, with a display next to the nativity scene in the Illinois State Capitol. And maybe I'll get on a plane, Bishop Papraki, and come to Springfield, Illinois, and maybe pray the rosary, stand next to it and pray the rosary. I'm sure that will get some attention. And why not? We should stand up as Catholics. We only have about 30 seconds remaining. We appreciate the time that you've given us this afternoon. May we have your blessing, please?
Yes, especially as we approach this celebration of Christmas, let us be very mindful of the message of joy, and may Almighty God send his blessing upon you and all your listeners, and may the birth of our Savior bring eternal salvation to those who choose to follow him. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bishop Papraki, you remain in our prayers. Thank you, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, same to you.
John Harper in for Drew this afternoon here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.